You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. In this interview, we're going to hear about a free conference coming up at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. The conference is called College Goal Tennessee 2014. It's all about helping students succeed in higher education. It's going to take place January 25th. Tom Bissonette joins us. He's a former counselor at UTC. Recently, he founded a nonprofit, an organization called Young and Wiser. They help college students deal with academic and social issues. Tom, welcome to A Rounded About.
Well, thank you, Mike. Good to see you today.
So at this conference, you're going to be addressing topics like applying for college, academic issues. You'll have free on-site assistance to help students file the free application for student aid. If you're a parent or a student going to this conference, do you need to go to every single session, or you can just pick and choose what you're interested in?
You can absolutely pick and choose. And besides the topics that you mentioned, we're going to have sessions on coping skills, all of the things that would pose possible challenges to college students, how to connect socially, how to get the full benefit of the college experience.
And I know a lot of our listeners are the parents of college students. How will this conference help parents?
We're going to have sessions on study skills. We're going to have a session for parents on adolescent and young adult development. And that will help parents get a deeper understanding of the challenges that students face when they make the transition from home to college.
What are some of the biggest challenges they face? I imagine one obvious one is just the freedom of suddenly being away from home, especially if the child goes far away from home.
Exactly. And you know, most students who come to college have had some level of supervision and some structure before they come to college. All of a sudden, they have no curfew. They live in co-ed dorms. There's a lot of social activities going on that can be very good for their growth, but they can also be distractions from their studies.
Yeah.
And so some of the workshops are designed to help actually learn how to manage your time. And I always say that time management is also relationship management, how to say no when you need to say no,
that
and how to
sense.
Say yes when you need to say yes.
One of the topics you're going to have at the conference, specifically communication issues between parents and young adults. Why would college cause communication issues between a parent and a young adult?
Well, let me give you a specific example. And when I was a counselor in the university, it was very often I would talk to students who would have their first semester of college, again, with all this new freedom, and they would go home and their parents would expect them to adhere to a curfew and sort of the house rules. And that's often the first point where there's real conflict about what does it mean to be a young adult versus what does it mean to be a young adult under mom and dad's roof.
Right.
And so, you know, parents want their kids to make the transition, but they don't always agree on the roadmap and the pace of that process.
Well, that makes sense, yeah, because I imagine it's got to be really challenging for a parent when you've got a kid who's turned 18, so legally they are an adult at that
mm-hmm.
point. They're out on their own, so they could develop this attitude of, hey, you can't tell me what to do anymore.
Yeah, and you know, traditionally, and by traditionally I mean decades ago, there was a concept that prevailed in higher education called in loco parentis. And what that meant was that the university was a substitute parent while the student was away from home.
Yeah.
Well, with all the changes in the 60s and 70s and students wanting more freedom and more responsibility for themselves, it kind of shifted too far the other way to more or less sink or swim. So universities are now trying to find the middle ground, and that's part of what this conference is about, so that we can help students become independent, but at the same time understand the dynamics that leaving home occurs in stages, and it doesn't just happen because they move away from home.
You said you've been a college counselor before. Is it 20 years you were a counselor here at UTC?
Yes.
After you retired from that, you started this new nonprofit, Young and Wiser. Outside of the conference, what does Young and Wiser do to help students? For example, here at the university, what are you doing?
We call it life education, and we do that by visiting college campuses and high school campuses and talking about these important issues. And we developed our own model, which helps students understand what's happening to them so they understand the pressures they feel. Often they're kind of on autopilot because they're feeling pressures to conform or to meet the expectations of peers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we want to take them off autopilot and make them more conscious of the developmental processes.
I'm talking with Tom Bissonette from Young & Wiser. The conference is coming up January 25th. What exactly is Young & Wiser doing? Are you providing speakers for this conference? Are you working with other organizations?
Yeah, it's a free conference. Young & Wiser is providing speakers. We partnered with the Public Education Foundation. They have played an extremely important role in this developing this conference. UTC, some of the departments here are also partners with us. The admissions department, the financial aid department, the counseling center, the student placement office. So we have several speakers on UTC's campus, but we're bringing outside speakers too.
And you're inviting students, parents, and teachers. How many people are you hoping to come? How many people can you accommodate for this conference?
We already have 100 registered, and we're hoping for at least to double that.
Is this the kind of thing where people do need to pre-register even though it's free?
Yes, they can go to youngandwiser.org and register on the website.
Great. Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners about the conference?
I do want to add, people can show up. But it's much better to register because we have to plan for meals. We're providing a free breakfast and lunch.
Wow.
So we want to know how many people are going to be here.
Yeah. Are you looking mainly for students who are already in college or for high school students who are getting ready to go to college?
Both about equally.
Okay.
Because a lot of students arrive at college and find out they weren't as ready as they thought. So we can kind of help them play catch up.
Well, Tom Bissonette, thank you so much for joining us on Around It About.
You're so welcome.